Welcome to the Piping Hour. I'm your host, Stephen Rookledge, here to share an hour of the best of Kilmore and Kilbeg, the big and small music of the Great Highland Bagpipe. We're coming to you from the Reading studios of KKRN Community Radio, aired locally at 88.5 FM and streamed worldwide at kkrn.org. Thank you for joining us this hour. We're going to have another retrospective on one of the great bands of the late 20th century, the Edinburgh City Police Pipe Band, that later became the Lothian and Borders Police Pipe Band. And we're going to start out this hour with the Lothian and Borders Police Pipe Band, Pipe Major Harry McNulty, their medley from the 1977 World Pipe Band Championships, starting with the march, King George V's Army. Thank you.
this is Alan MacDonald. I'm in Edinburgh, Scotland, listening to bagpipes on the wireless at the Piping Hour, streamed at kkrn.org.
We're nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to remind you that you are a listener to listener-supported community radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. Now, we're supported by listeners like you, and this show and all shows on this station are brought to you by volunteers. If you're interested in becoming a supporter of listener-supported radio, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the Donate button. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and mail us a donation to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. The locals can always call us at 530-337-1101 to see about volunteer opportunities here at the station. Classic jigs from the Edinburgh City Police Pipe Band. The album was The Piper's Parade in 1967. Those tunes were Banjo Breakdown, Butterfingers, and Caberfay. We started this hour with the World Pipe Band Championships of 1977. Lothian and Borders Police Pipe Band, Harry McNulty was the pipe major, started with King George V's Army, Bobby Cuthbertson, Jackie Tarr, into Butterfingers, Eily Ball, Sporting Jamie, Deal Among the Tailors, Fairy Dance, Mrs. MacLeod of Rosse, and the Circassian Circle. This medley garnered them fourth in Grade 1. We followed that by a track from the Princes Street Parade, an LP from 1956, when the pipe major was Donald Shaw Ramsey. It truly set the standard for pipe band albums for years to come. Starting with the slow air Bonnie Argyle, then into three jigs, Ronnie Laurie, Donella Beaton, and the Rakes of Kildare. And speaking of Donald Shaw Ramsey, he played a track of the dance tunes for the Chantreuse on the LP Scottish Pipes in 1955. That was followed up by some waltzes on the LP March of the Pipers, including The Piper's Waltz, Miss Kirkwood, Mary Darroch, and The Saffron Kilt. and a March Strass Bay and Reel, again from the Piper's Parade LP. My favorite march, The Conundrum, was followed by the Strass Bay John Roy Stewart, and finished up by the McLennan Reel, The Little Cascade. The Champions of the World LP, 1971, was one of the most influential LPs that I remember from first listening. I love the Robert Montgomery drum intro to the three Strass Bays and three Reels. Craig Avoidic, Falls of Force, Jimmy Fisher's Cayley, Delina Mackay, Lachlan McPhail, and the traditional air. Again with pipe major Donald Shaw Ramsey, but this time from a dance LP he produced in 1972. He had a cookin' set of reels with Sleepy Maggie, Fairy Dance, Dell Among the Tailors, Mrs. McLeod of Rossay, and the Reel of Tulloch. In a 1972 selection of the slow air, Mrs. Joy Cairns, going into the Strass Bays and Reels, Stumpy, the Duke of Gordon, Dell Among the Tailors, and again, Circassian Circle. This was played by a mini band for the LP Music of Scotland, produced by the National Geographic Society. Then a solo selection from pipe major Ian MacLeod from the Capitol Parade LP in 1975. He plays the Big March, leaving Glenurquhart, then into the Strass Bay Inverary Castle, and the raucous reel, the Smith of Killychassee. Onto a track from the final LP produced by the Edinburgh City Police Pipe Band, still under pipe major Donald Shaw Ramsey, the pipes and drums of the Edinburgh City Police Pipe Band, prior to Donald Shaw Ramsey being wounded during his police service. The slow air is the familiar Sky Boat Song. Then it goes into one of Donald Shaw Ramsey's original tunes, the 10th HLI Crossing the Rhine, and one of the few times you can hear the 6-8 gliding to Arnhem. Finished off by Colonel Burney's Farewell to the Gordon Highlanders. And lastly, we have the slow air and hornpipe set, starting with the great Corrie's tune that has become an anthem, The Flower of Scotland. These go into the two hornpipes, Duncan Johnston and Angus Mackenzie of Dumbarton. We're going to go out this hour with pipe major John D. Burgess. He ran the Edinburgh City Police for the two seasons in 1957 and 1958. Here he is, playing the Kilmore piece, Black Donald's March. And this is from the Waverley LP, Pibroch, Volume 1. We want to thank you all for joining us. And until we all have the opportunity to meet again during the next piping hour, we wish for every one of you safe seas.